Wisconsin's tourism industry lost almost $4 billion in 2020 compared to the previous year, as a lot of families understandably put off travel because of the pandemic. In Wisconsin Dells, there are already signs that this year's tourism season is going to make up for that deficit, and then some. Rob Mentzer has more.
It's early in the summer tourism season in Wisconsin Dells, and it is already sweltering. At a water park at the Wilderness Resort, kids are waiting in line for their turn at the water slides. Grandmothers are floating on the lazy river. Jada Walton spent the last year in virtual school. She's enjoying this trip with her aunt, uncle, and cousin.
It feels good. It feels nice to finally be back to kind of sort of normal.
Jada's uncle, Thomas Billups, lives in suburban Chicago. He says after more than a year of staying home, being back out in public is an adjustment.
It doesn't feel natural just yet, but, you know, I'm just kind of working my way into it slowly. But, yeah, it still doesn't feel natural.
There are a lot of people who didn't travel last year due to COVID-19, but who now are newly vaccinated and ready to make use of their new freedom. Bookings are up in tourist spots across northern Wisconsin, and managers at Wisconsin Dells Big Resorts are expecting a massive tourism season, maybe a record-breaking one.
It is going to be a good year. We can tell looking at reservations that we have for June, July, and August compared to 2019 at the same time that we're already significantly ahead by 12 to 13% compared to 2019.
Joe Eck is the chief operating officer at the Wilderness. It's a sprawling 600-acre resort with more than 1,100 employees and 6,000 guests on an average summer weekend. Last year, all Wisconsin Dells resorts closed abruptly in March during the COVID-19 shutdown. When they reopened just over a year ago, they didn't know what would happen.
We're in the business of tourism and, you know, service, and to not have as many people as you had in years past, you know, it put a scare in a lot of people, and a lot of people, I'm sure, wondered if their business model would succeed. Is it going to be the same one year from now?
Across Wisconsin, the tourism industry took a 30% hit in 2020. In Wisconsin Dells, the decline was about half that. But it was a hard season, with more friction than usual between visitors and workers, between workers and employers. People were on edge about the pandemic, or their business, or both. There were some businesses that didn't make it. But today, those look like the exception in Wisconsin Dells, not the rule.
How are you doing?
Of course, there are new challenges. On a golf cart ride across the resort, Eck points out the dorms that, in a typical summer, would house 400 exchange students brought to the U.S. as guest workers. Right now, they have 110 student workers. They're hoping that rises to about 200 this month. Fewer students are being approved for foreign travel because foreign embassies are still closed due to the pandemic. In the absence of guest workers, employers are having to increase incentives for domestic ones and cross-train their workers to fill in the gaps. John Chasten is general manager of the Kalahari Resort.
There hasn't been minimum wage jobs in the Dells for years. Our average hourly wage is up quite a bit, which comes from us increasing the wages of our current employees, hiring at higher wages. And so we're just at a different place than we were even in 2019.
Rising wages are good for workers. They're also translating into higher prices for visitors to the Dells. So far, that's not stopping people from coming. Despite the full parks, though, things aren't totally back to normal yet. Chasten says about half of the Kalahari's business comes from conventions. Those mostly haven't returned. They expect that side of their business won't be back to normal until 2022. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Those early indicators are making it look like a really good year for Wisconsin tourism. As vaccination rates climb, so do the number of folks traveling. We're taking a look back at how 2020 turned Wisconsin tourism on its head and how this year looks like maybe a complete 180. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you traveled in Wisconsin already this summer, or do you have plans in the works? Where did you go? Where are you going? Do you work in a part of the state that depends on tourism? Do you work in a business that depends on tourism? Love to hear from you and what you're seeing 2020 versus 2021. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@wpr.org. Ann Sayers is acting secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Ann, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we just heard Rob Mentzer. He's hearing a lot of optimism, it sounds like, from tourism-related businesses. Are you hearing similar things from where you're sitting at the Department of Tourism?
We are. That was such a great report, and it does reflect what we're hearing and what we're actually seeing in the data as well. Folks are sad to have missed out on those vacation plans last year, and they are looking at 21 thinking now is the time to reconnect, refresh, discover something new in Wisconsin, and make those memories, make up for lost time. They are out there to get revenge on a year's worth of missed travel.
Let's take a look back at 2020. It was bad for tourism in Wisconsin, no mistaking that. But a lot of things I'm seeing say, you know, it wasn't as bad as we had feared. Could you look back at 2020 and how travel ended up shaping up?
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret. It was a tough year in so many respects. But if it taught us anything in the tourism industry, it's that tourism is a major economic driver, and it supports our communities across the state, both rural and urban. And even in what ended up being our toughest year, we still are a $17.3 billion industry in Wisconsin. We still welcomed nearly 91 million visitors, and we still supported over 157,000 jobs. So those are our friends and neighbors whose livelihoods depend on tourism. That's more people by a large margin than live in the city of Green Bay. So this is a critical industry to our state. And even in a tough year, we really saw that come through.
Now, you just used the word revenge, and you've used the word phrase revenge travel elsewhere. So you're thinking that we're not just going to see kind of a resumption of the old normal of tourism. There's it sounds like pent up demand that you're seeing from those people, like you said, who couldn't travel last year.
We are, and I don't know about you, but I'm feeling it, too. It's there's something about not being able to travel that reminds you of why it's just so special to have that freedom and that opportunity to do so. So many of us leave those unused vacation days on the table at the end of the year and just kind of watch them go away. I don't think that's happening this year. Folks are not going to miss this opportunity to get back out there, but travel more, pack in more weekends of travel, travel for longer, travel maybe in larger party sizes. We're seeing all of these trends right now, and that's where we get that revenge travel phrase. It's happening.
One thing that isn't bouncing back so quickly, as we heard from Rob Mentzer there, convention travel in the state, a big moneymaker for an area like Wisconsin Dells, not just the Dells, though. What is your outlook for getting those conventions back into the state?
You're right. That's a huge part of the return on investment that we see in the tourism industry. And conventions are going to take a little bit longer. It's going to look a little bit more like a dial than a switch. But the good news is that dial is turning. When you look out to the later part of the summer and into the fall, weekends are starting to book, and we're watching things kind of percolate back up. So it's going to happen, but it will take a little longer than that. Leisure travel is certainly the one that's going to spring back faster.
Right now, we're picking up our talk with Acting Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Tourism, Ann Sayers, looking at travel in Wisconsin. By all signs, a big return of travel in the state compared to last year. The big pandemic year, of course, put the kibosh on a lot of travel. Now people are ready. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you ready for travel yourself? What is on your agenda around Wisconsin? Do you work in a tourism-related business around the state? How's this year looking, especially compared to last year for you? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Secretary Sayers, last year, I think a lot of people turned to road trips and driving tours. And I know there's some new developments with federal recognition for some roadways here in Wisconsin. Can you talk about that side of tourism in the state?
Yeah, they're calling 2021 the year of the return of the Great American Road Trip, and Wisconsin is so well positioned for that. Even in normal years, about 90% or more of our travelers arrive by personal vehicle. So the fact that we're putting greater emphasis on that this year, such good news for us, especially because, like you said, we have some really important recognitions that have just recently come down. The 70-mile Lake Superior National Scenic Byway, this follows the southern shoreline of Lake Superior, and it's just, you know, breathtaking. Taking views of forests and pristine sandy beaches, and of course, the clear waters of Lake Superior. So that's a big one. Door County's Coastal National Byway. This is over 66 miles along the Door County Peninsula, highlighting, of course, the Bay of Green Bay and the Niagara Escarpment. Just gorgeous. And then one of our crown jewels, the Wisconsin Great River Road, is a national scenic byway, but it was just recently designated an All-American Road by the U.S. Department of Transportation. It's 250 miles. It it winds its way through 33 Mississippi River towns. And this is such a great way to experience a new place. So you can stop at a roadside attraction, grab a piece of pie. Maybe there's some arts and culture offerings, some agritourism, just a great way to explore new places. We're expecting a lot more of that this summer.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Luke is with us in Green Bay. Luke, hi.
Hi. Nice to be on the air. I was calling to get the question about, you know, some of the things you did or experienced during the pandemic and travel. Last year, my wife and I, we went up to the Boundary Waters. We both teach, so we had the opportunity to have summers off. And we spent pretty much the whole summer in the BWCA, and it was interesting because it was busier than I'd ever seen it in the past, and I think a lot of people experienced a lot more wilderness outdoor experiences because they were available and safer. And so it was an awesome experience being out there for that amount of time, and it was great to see people also, you know, getting out and maybe experiencing things that they hadn't before, and sort of that wilderness economy, I think, did okay, and I think a lot of the outfitters, at least on the U.S. side, the Canadian side, the border wasn't open, but, had a lot of people showing interest, and I'll be interested when I go up there this year to see if that's continuing. The other thing that I found interesting was, though, with, like, that influx of people in those sort of wild spaces, is how much sometimes humans can love a place to death, you know, and how we also have impact on places we tread, you know, and people kind of learning those rules, because as it was great to see our people there, there's also certain rules that people need to sort of abide by in a wilderness space, you know, leave no trace and,
exactly.
And things, Luke, like that. But
I want to bring Secretary Sayers in on this. Luke, thanks for that call. And I'll point you toward a conversation we had a while back with someone from the DNR. And there, you used the words yourself, Luke, leave no trace campaign. To Luke's first point, though, Secretary Sayers, and we've heard this a lot, people may be going out and canoeing, hiking in places for the first time. From what you're seeing so far, have we built a new generation, a new group of people who are going to keep doing that now, even in the years to come?
Well, that is sort of the next challenge ahead of us. Luke is not alone. You know, outdoor recreation has been a top driver of tourism forever here in Wisconsin. But in 2020, it was the number one driver of tourism. So, and we're seeing it again here in 2021 already, year over year, from January to April, from last year to this year, 32% increase in state park visitation, a 9.5% increase in fishing licenses. And get this, 203% increase in camping nights completed or reserved already this year. So yes, people are sort of rediscovering the outdoors, and we're really happy here at the Department of Tourism because we recently became home to the Office of Outdoor Recreation, and they're making it their mission to help folks who are new to the outdoors, who discovered it maybe during the pandemic, to make that a lifelong habit and to find new ways to stay outside and keep, I mean, it's really kind of a silver lining in all of this is discovering the outdoors. So we want to help people continue to do that.
Luke, thanks a lot for sharing your experience. I appreciate it. At 800-642-1234. Secretary Sayers, we've heard, you know, tourism focused communities like the Dells. We've talked about nature a little bit. How about cities in Wisconsin that rely on at least some tourism for part of their business? What are we seeing there?
Well, cities are great, especially when you're in a large party, because there's something for everyone. So you can just assure that everyone in your party is going to go home with the kind of story that they want to tell, a memory that's special to them. So whether you're looking at incredible culinary experiences, unique lodging, maybe it's arts and culture, or even urban outdoor rec can be a lot of fun. So that's looking very good. And it also helps that so many of these large events are coming back online this year, like Summerfest, like the State Fair, and so many more.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Russ is with us now in Stoughton. Russ, hi.
Hi. I generally go up to Boulder Junction in September for fishing trips. And when I was up there last September, I discovered I went into town to see if I could get breakfast, and there all the restaurants were out of business. There was one bar, one sporting goods store, one souvenir store, and one gas station open, and everything else was out of business. it looks like they have really suffered during the pandemic.
Russ, thanks for that call and that report. Secretary Sayers, I know there was a concern that some businesses that rely on tourism weren't going to make it until after the pandemic. What do we know so far?
Yeah, well, I encourage Russ to take a look again here in the future. Things are, like I said, kind of coming back as a dial, not a switch. And with that federal stimulus funds, and we're really proud here at the Department of Tourism to have been supporting local tourism destinations with some of that federal money through the pandemic. It was hard for businesses, but they put that money to good use. They've been working overtime to figure out how to stay open, how to offer that incredible customer experience. So I think you can expect that more things will be coming back online.
Thanks for the call, Russ. Now, we heard a shortage of labor, in part because anybody who's gone to the Dells over the years knows they count on a lot of students from Eastern Europe and elsewhere to staff the water slides and whatnot. And also, it's harder for people to travel from abroad to Wisconsin. A lot of countries still have their own big COVID problems. How much of a damper for both labor and customers is international travel right now?
Yeah, that is the challenge right now. And it's we're coming out of this thing, but we're still building back. And so this is a piece of it. It's been wonderful to see the incredible innovation going on in the hospitality industry to make sure that these challenges aren't reflected in the customer experience. And, you know, it's a lot of folks don't know, when we put up advertising dollars, they actually do double, triple, and quadruple duty in terms of setting a perception for the state as a place you might want to locate a business or come and work as an employee or come to school or retire. And so I think that's a part of the long-term solution, is that getting the word out about Wisconsin, what an incredible place this is for visitors and residents alike, is one way that we can tackle the workforce shortage in the long term.
Let's take a minute or two before we run out of time to ask what's on your travel itinerary for the rest of the summer. I imagine you have to make many stops around the state. What are some that you're looking forward to?
Oh my gosh, what's not on my agenda? I want to do as much al fresco dining as I possibly can. I'm going to take in all the live music. I'm definitely feeling the need to check out some arts and culture that felt like a really missing thing through the pandemic. And then, of course, outdoor recreation. I discovered so many new trails in the past year, and I know there's millions more for me to go discover. So it's all on the agenda this year.
Yeah, you mentioned, I hadn't thought about asking about that in terms of tourism, but museums and other art-type institutions, obviously most of them closed for most of last year. What are you looking forward to there?
Well, I was very lucky to head to the Milwaukee Museum earlier this year and see the Nelson Mandela exhibit. That's there for a little bit longer. Folks have to check that out. There's some new art museums opening up in Sheboygan. And then all of our old favorites are open again, accepting visitors, and have such great things to share with us.
And then in terms of events, you mentioned Summerfest making a later start, but still happening this year, it looks like. What are some of the other big events that are big local economic drivers are you looking forward to the return of?
Gosh, there's a lot going on. You know, Summerfest had 800,000 tickets available, and they were sold out in just 5 minutes. So we're not alone in wanting to get back out there and experience those things. Ryder Cup is huge international interest that's coming to Kohler this year. NASCAR Cup at Road America, EAA, they're expecting huge crowds. And while I think the international visitation to that particular air show event will be down, I think it's going to fill in with the domestic visitors too. And then, of course, the state fair and all those local county fairs are back too.
Secretary Sayers, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Ann Sayers is the acting secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. We talked to her about Wisconsin summer travel and the potential to come back after a rough year in 2020. Also heard a report from Rob Mentzer on that topic. And there's still time for you to share your travel plans in Wisconsin this summer or beyond if you'd like. Couple ways to let us know. Tweet us at Central Time WPR. That's at Central Time WPR. Or send us an email right now, ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. If we get a few stories, I'll share them on the air, maybe even next week. Again, tweet us your travel plans in Wisconsin at Central Time WPR or email ideas@WPR.org.